Hello everybody, this is Claudio Miranda from Linux Basement, and on this, my debut episode for Hacker Public Radio, I not only wanted to record one episode, but I actually wanted to do a series of episodes entitled How I Upgraded My PC. And my reason for doing this was that I thought it would be helpful for anybody out there looking to build a new PC from scratch to know how I went about coming to my decisions for my purchases, what research I did, what websites I looked at, and the comparisons that I made. And in this episode, I'm going to cover how I did that for the processor that I purchased. But before I go into that, I wanted to give you a little bit of background on the PC that I currently have. And it's a PC I built back in 2003, and it's an AMD system. The processor is an AMD Athlon XP 2400+. The system originally had 512 megabytes of RAM, and I've since upgraded to 1 gigabyte, and it's been at that ever since. The hard drive that it's using is a 200 gigabyte SATA hard drive, and the motherboard that it's using is an 8-bit NF7S motherboard. And if any of you are familiar with 8-bit, they were a company that specialized in making motherboards specifically for the enthusiast market. They had some budget boards and stuff, but they were well known for their enthusiast PC enthusiast boards. And this one in particular is one of them that was rated very good by a lot of websites. Unfortunately, the company no longer exists. They actually closed shop at around mid-2000s, I would say. Just bad case, the case of bad luck, really. And even though in the end they tried to come back, it just didn't happen. They didn't have the money or the resources anymore, and so they just decided to call it quits. But all in all, still a very good motherboard. One of the first ones that came out at the time was serial ATA connectors, and it also has FireWire ports. And aside from that, it also has the optical audio connectors. I think it's SPDIF. I don't remember. But anyway, a very good board for its time. And it's done very well, and still continues to do well. The video card that I purchased for this system is still in there. But when I purchased it, it was an Sapphire Tech Radeon 9600 XT, and it was Sapphire Tech is actually one of the third party companies that licensed ATI's reference design for the Radeon 9600 XT. Now, what interested me particularly about this video card is that this one was, I believe, the only one that came with 256 megabytes of video RAM, while all the others, including ATI's, only had 128. And on top of that, it got very good reviews from a lot of websites, one of which is the one that I will be referencing later on. For the processor purchase that I made. But anyway, so that's been my system since 2003, and it still is a very good system and runs Linux very well, still very usable. But for some of the more intensive tasks, like when I was editing the ILF promo with Re Claudio Montalban, as you all well know now. I did have some issues where, and even with this episode, I had some issues where recording more than one track in Audacity resulted in very choppy audio on the second track. And there are moments where when I try to do more than one thing at a time, it kind of, especially with Firefox, it starts to slow down a bit, and it's starting to feel long in the tooth. So despite the fact that it's still a very good system, still can keep its own, I figured starting a new year, starting a new decade, why not start with a brand new PC? So this episode, as I mentioned, we're covering the processor. And so the processor that I decided to go with this time around is the AMD Phenom 2 X4 965 Black Edition. Now, the reason why I went with AMD, not Intel, has their core series chips, and they're very, very good. I've always liked them since I've always liked the core chips since they were released. And of course, the Core i series are a lot more improved from their previous generations. And now you have the Sandy Bridge ones that have everything on the actual processor itself, including the video chipset. So very good design. Now, the reason why I did not go with Intel was, aside from the cost, because they tend to be very expensive, the issue with Sandy Bridge was of concern to me because, as you all know, it's been reported that Intel Sandy Bridge chipsets have a bug in how they handle the serial ATA. I think it's the 3 gigabit serial ATA ports. And I didn't want to spend money, considering how expensive they are. I didn't want to go. I mean, I wouldn't go with a Sandy Bridge anyway because it's just too expensive and it's still too new. But an even more black eye to the Sandy Bridge was the fact that it had this bug. And so Intel just was pretty much out of the question for me. And so I went ahead and I looked again to AMD. And as everybody knows, AMD is always known for getting a good bang out of your buck. So you get good performance for a good price. And this processor is no different. It's actually a very good processor. And how I came to purchasing this processor is actually from a website that I did my research on called AnandTech. And you can find them at www.anandtech.com. That's AnandTech.com. And I'll provide the link in the show notes. Now, AnandTech has been around, I would say, for about a decade or so. I actually use this I actually use AnandTech to put together the PC that I have now, the Athlonics P2400. So it's definitely been a good resource for me for many years. And what's interesting, some history on the website, is that the guy who started the website, his name is Anand, it's named after him. He started this when he was in his teens. I believe he was about 14 when he started the website. And since then, it's grown to be a very respectable and a highly reputable website for just reviews on various PC hardware and even benchmarking and various operating systems. I mean, now they even cover Macs, and they've covered Linux as well. But they're very good as far as reviews on hardware. They're very, very good, and I've always turned to them for recommendations on hardware. So this time around is no different. I went ahead and I checked out AnandTech, and what they actually have these system builder guides that they put out every few months or so. And when I purchased my Phenom 2 965, the review that the guide that they had out at the time was actually it's actually the 2010 Holiday System Builders Guide, and that link in particular I'll put in the show notes. And they pretty much run the gamut of all the systems with the components that they recommend, starting from the l very low-end, really budget-based system, all the way to the high-end, take out a second mortgage dream PC. So definitely they do some good coverage on there and give you some good examples. Definitely, and a good way to research what would be some good components without breaking the bank. So the one that really was of interest to me was the AMD Budget Gaming System. And I went with this because I figured if it's a budget gaming system, it's going to be powerful enough to run games, assuming this were to be a purchase for Windows. It would be powerful enough to run games and you know, not top of the line, but still you can run some decent games that require the performance. And in that particular page, they talk about the 965, and they actually say that the stock 3.4 gigahertz clock is already more than fast enough for any games. But the Black Edition, which is the one I purchased and the one they recommended here, means you can play around with overclocking without needing to raise bus or memory speed. So it's overclocker friendly. I don't find myself looking to overclock this processor, but I did want to get something that was a little more high end. That's just my personal preference. But anyway, now they also mentioned that Intel does have faster processors available, but for less than $200, it's going to be very difficult to match the performance of the Phenom 2965. So right there, you can see that they're giving it a pretty much a good review. And so they have it listed right now, as of this recording, the processors have it listed there for US$166. When I purchased it on Newegg, and it was selling for $159 US, I believe. So definitely a good price for this amount of power. Now, this processor is based on the Deneb core, and the speed is the 3.4 gigahertz processor. It has four cores, and each of those cores has a 512 kilobyte L2 cache. And all four of them share the 6 megabyte L3 cache. So pretty powerful stuff there. You're pretty much covered. Very good processor from what they say. I also, by chance, just kind of heard on another podcast called This Week in Computer Hardware. Yes, it's a Twitch show, but it's actually very good. And I recommend it. They do cover a lot of PC hardware there. If you can overlook the Windows stuff and the Mac stuff, they really do a good job of covering the hardware. And they spoke very highly of this particular processor, the Phenom 2965. Now, after I purchased this, I got a dent from somebody on Identica, telling me to go with another AMD Phenom 2 processor, which is the 1090T, and that one is actually based on the Thuban core, which is newer than this one. It's one generation newer. Now, I would have taken his advice, but the only problem, aside from the fact that I already purchased the 965, I didn't feel too bad about it because, to be honest, the 1090T was about $50 more than I could afford. So if you do have the money, if you have $200, I don't know how much it would be anywhere else, but at least here in the US it'd be about $200 on Newegg. If you have the money to spend on it, buy it. That is another one that AnandTech and This Week in Computer Hardware also speak highly of. So if you can get it, that one comes with six cores and has a few more features than this one. It has the I believe it has the it's called it's a feature that's similar to the Turbo Boost on the Intel chips. So the and the 965 doesn't have that. So if you're into that, it's Turbo Core, and this I'm getting it from Wikipedia, and I'll put that link as well in the show notes. Where they have a list of all the different processors from AMD, the Phenom processors. So anyway, that the 1090T has that feature. I think that's the only thing that's really missing from the 965. But if it's that important to you, then I guess just go with the 1090T. But the 965 is definitely more than enough, and especially for someone like me coming from an Athlon XP 2400 Plus, this is definitely a major upgrade. So, you know, definitely if you're looking to upgrade, I highly recommend this processor. If you're an AMD fan, definitely check it out. either of the two that I mentioned. If you're an Intel fan, you may want to consider this one. It's actually very good, but if you want to go Intel, the options are already there for you. Just be aware of the issue with the Sandy Bridge at the moment. I don't know if they've actually resolved that issue. I don't think they have, but I'd probably hold off on that. Still, very good processor. I'm very happy with this purchase, and I hope to be building this very soon. As a matter of fact, the next episode I'm going to cover the motherboard that I've chosen, and I've already chosen it, but n until I actually have it in my hands, I'm not gonna record the second episode. But I've already done the research, and I will cover that in the upcoming episode. So I hope this has been helpful for you in looking at which processor to choose for your upgrade. And I hope you'll listen to the next one where I cover the motherboard. If you'd like to send me feedback, you can reach me at claudio@linuxbasement.com, or you can reach me on Identica as @ClaudioM or on Twitter as @ClaudioM72, and that would be the numbers 7 and 2. And be sure to catch Linux Basement. We record every other Friday night. That may change from time to time, but usually it's every other Friday night. Chad and I, we talk about Linux, we talk about open source software, we talk about a whole bunch of stuff, and we have reviews and discussions. And you can find the RSS feeds for that at linuxbasement.com. Well, there's also an IRC channel where we announce when the recordings happen live, and that's on irc.freenode.net/linuxbasement. Once again, I hope this episode has been very helpful for you, and I hope the following episodes will be just as helpful, if not more. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.